Members of Congress are reacting to President Bush's second choice for the Supreme Court. Earlier today, the president nominated White House counsel Harriet Myers to succeed Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist praised Harriet Myers as, quote, an outstanding nominee. Some Democrats are less enthusiastic. New York Senator Charles Schumer cautioned that little is known about Harriet Myers' judicial philosophy. Joining me now is Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison, a Republican from Texas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, of course, I haven't said this, but Harriet Myers is born in Texas, raised there, and has much of her history is there. Tell us about her.
Yes, Harriet is a Texan. I think that her geographic diversity is one of the pluses here. I think we should have people from other parts of the country besides the Northeast and Washington, D.C. I also think her integrity and her wisdom are very well known throughout the country because of her leadership in the American Bar Association and the Texas Bar Association. So I think she's a leader in legal circles, and I think people will start getting to know what a wonderful human being she is as the process goes forward.
Well, those of us actually getting to know her, to look at her resume, she's been a corporate lawyer. She has clerked for a U.S. district judge. She has not been a judge herself. Does it matter that first that she hasn't been a judge, and secondly that there's very little in the way of legal paper?
No, I think that it's good, frankly, to have some people who come from the private sector on the Supreme Court. It's another diversity on the court. She hasn't spent her life in academia or government. She's really been a practicing lawyer. I think she sees the legal I think she sees the legal issues from a practical standpoint. Now, she is a constitutional lawyer as well, having clerked for a federal judge.
Senator Hutchison, this is Nina Totenberg. She clerked, if memory serves me correctly, she clerked for Sarah Hughes, who was
Joe Estes.
Joe Weston, she didn't clerk at all for Sarah Hughes? Because I was told earlier she clerked for Sarah Hughes.
She clerked for Joe Estes, but she knew Sarah Hughes, and they were good friends.
So my question to you is, we can't tell, and she's not been active in any sort of what you would call pioneering women's events. Justice O'Connor was. She was very outspoken about women's rights. What do we know about Harriet Myers in that regard?
Oh, I think she definitely has been a leader in breaking barriers for women in the legal field. She has a record of community service and also leading in the state bar and the local bar. She was the first woman elected president of the Dallas Bar Association and the first woman elected president of the State Bar of Texas. And in those roles, she was very active in promoting women to leadership positions in the legal community. But remember, she was one of the first women hired in a major law firm in Texas because the major law firms didn't hire women until the early 70s.
Senator Hutchison, thanks very much.
You bet.
Kay Bailey Hutchison is a Republican senator from Texas. And we are speaking of the nomination of Harriet Myers to the Supreme Court. The president made that nomination this morning. This is NPR News.